12th parak of Ksuvas Mishnah Dalet. Kos Machivei Saviyah. If she's, the Almana is living by her father's household, Goyva Ksuvah Asur Olam, she's entitled to have the Ksuvah forever, and she also gets Mazonis from them until she collects the Ksuvah. Kos Machivei Sbal, if she's living together with the Yasayimim in her husband's house, Goyva Ksuvah Asur Esim Bechamish Shonim. Only up to 25 years is she entitled to the Ksuvah. Afterwards, she relinquishes the right for the Ksuvah. Sheyesh Besim Bechamish Shonim Shetasa Toivah Kenek Ksuvah Asur. Then those 25 years that the she spends some extra money over the course of 25 years, which ends up to be add up to the whole ksuva value. So she basically gave away the ksuva. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. That said, the name Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Chachamim Laimin Chacham say calls Manshivayis Baila Bevi Ksuvas Meolam. If she's living with her the brothers that are the Yisaimim, then she is entitled to ksuva forever. If she's living by her father, then she's only entitled up to 25 years. If we say that she didn't claim it within 25 years and she's not living with the Yisayimim, as dumb as she was, and that's the way we pass it. Meisa, she died, Yoshim, Maskirim, Ksuvasa, Ad Esrim, Mechamish Shonim. She died, her Yoshim, that are entitled to collect the Ksuva, have up to 25 years to collect it. This is talking about a case when she was to vey her Ksuva before she died, and they're entitled to demand the ksuva, but they're only up to 25 years. If she did not swear when she was alive that she was not paid back a ksuva in the lifetime of her husband, then her yoshim cannot get it, because we have a suffix, maybe she was paid back already anyway.